And the other week I was looking at Acts, the early church with the new believers. And in Acts chapter 2, it says that the disciples and the new believers, they devoted themselves to four things. And I looked at what Jesus said, and I think these four things go hand in hand. So that's what I'm going to try and get across to you tonight. But I'm going to start reading the verses 9 to 12 from John 15. It's in the NLT, if you want to follow along. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way as I have loved you. And when I first read through this, I was quite challenged. He says, I've told you these things that you'll be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And I looked at my life and I thought to myself, is my joy overflowing for God? Do I look to God for happiness and to nothing else? And most days, like quite honestly, I'll say no. I look to other things. I find myself distracted. It's so easy, I feel, nowadays to pick up your phone to look for entertainment or turn on the TV. And I don't think they're always a bad thing, but I think sometimes it just gets to a point where are we looking to God for our joy? And I feel this is something God really put on my heart a couple of weeks ago. As a staff team, we've been praying each morning. And as part of that, we've been looking through the Psalms. And we got to Psalm 5 and we read it and I thought, all right. And then the next week we came back and we messed up a little bit and we ended up reading Psalm 5 again. And maybe it was just an accident or maybe God was trying to say something to us. And the few verses that really stood out to me was, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them. That all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. And it's that same promise that all who love your name may be filled with joy. Does God's joy fill our lives? Do we wake up each morning and say, thank you, God, that you've given us this gift to turn to you, to be embraced in your love each day? And then back to John 15, he says, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. And in verse 12, he says, this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. He's given us this love, but it's not something that we can keep inside ourselves. It's a joy that we have to share. We have to share with those around us. And if we are truly to remain in Jesus' love, then it can't be something that we remain in ourselves. Acts 21, verse 35. And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And we have received this gift of Jesus' love. And now Jesus is saying, it's more blessed if you give that to others than to keep it for yourself. It's such an uncontainable love that we can't hold on to it ourselves. And this leads on to the first thing that the early believers have devoted themselves to. They've devoted themselves to fellowship, to community, to being with each other. And I think that's something that we have to also devote ourselves to. And if we struggle with that, I think the best person we can look to is Jesus, which leads me on to my second point, which is going a few verses back, John 15, verse 7. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you. He's telling us that his words need to remain in us. And again, we look at Acts. The new believers, they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles, the teachings of Jesus' life. Do we devote ourselves to this? Do we build our lives on the word of Jesus? But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it'll be granted. Now, when I said there were 4 points, I should correct myself and say there were actually 3 times he tells us to do something. But I feel like this is too good of an offer for us to say to no. You can ask for anything you want and it'll be granted. He's not telling us to ask, but he's saying all you have to do is ask and anything you want and I'll give it to you. Do we devote ourselves to prayer? All we have to do is look at the very start of Acts and see the believers just constantly united in prayer. They didn't start their ministry until they knew that God was with them. They just waited and waited. And are we prepared to do that as well? I want to quickly look at Isaiah 62, which is Isaiah's prayer for Jerusalem. Because I love Zion, I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. What is it in our life that we can't stop praying for? Where is the injustice that we see that we want God to change? What's our Zion? Verse 6, O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be times where we turn up and we're like, actually, I don't want to do this today. But I think it's those times where we choose to say yes to God when it seems like it's the hardest thing in the world. It's those times where he chooses to bless us the most. And I want to bring a bit of a warning with this. As what James says, chapter 1. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of a sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not be expected to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Yes, we can ask for anything in Jesus' name, and it will be given to us. But only if that is all we want. We can't sit in the middle. We can't have hearts that are torn by the things of this world. This has to be something that we all want, and we all want fully. And this is definitely something that I need to remember in my life. It's not something I'm just telling to you. It's something I'm saying for myself as well, that I need to follow God fully. And when I don't do that, then call me out. Say, Isaac, actually, you said you're gonna do this for real, and you're not. But and then the final kind of point that Jesus makes in his talk with John 16, he says, remain in me. And before I go into that, I just want to say quickly that He says all these things, remain in me, remain in my love, remain in my word. But we have to be there in the first place. We have to think back to when we first decided that we're going to follow Jesus. John 15, verse 3, you've already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. Each one of you here, God has already touched your heart. They've changed you. You've made a decision to follow him. But that's a decision that we've got to make each and every day. I want to give you my testimony of, in my life, the kind of moment where I thought, I'm going to follow this for real. As I've always come to this church and said I was a Christian, but I'd say there was a point in my life where I wasn't really believing it myself, and I turned away from God in a way. I turned and looked to other things to find my purpose. I turned to my friends and looked at their lives to see where they got their happiness, and a lot of that was from drinking or smoking or chasing after girls, and I thought that was the life for a bit. And I chased after that, but it was in that time where God found me. He came after me. And I'd say that 2 years ago, when I went over the summer to DTI, that was when I truly chose to follow God. Just during the worship, I just felt his presence. And from that, just such a joy greater than anything else this world can bring. And that's what I wanted to follow for the rest of my life. So then how do we remain in Jesus? Relating to when we first decided to follow him, I was reading through Hebrews, which I've lost the page. Be down here. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we'll share in all that belongs to Christ. This is Hebrews 3, verse 14. Just as firmly as when we first believed. And I find that, saying that, I find that hard, because I know with such conviction in my heart, I knew that I wanted to follow God in that moment when I was just filled with his joy. And there are days when I don't feel that, when I feel like I don't have the same trust as when I first believed. But I want to call us to say yes to God, even on those days where we don't feel that, where we doubt, where we fear, where we worry, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I want us to trust in God. And that's the fourth thing that the new church devoted themselves to, the breaking of bread, communion. Together they would break bread and say, yes, this is something we are going to follow. We are choosing again to follow Jesus, to make him a priority. And I think it's a real blessing that next week, sat in front of me, a few of the guys here are choosing to get baptized and to just say publicly that, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. But I want that to be something that we don't just do once, that we do every single day. That right now we are open to what God has to say for us. Whether it's through the things that we've said or something catching our eye as we leave, I just want to be open, for us all to be open to what God has to say. Following on from the verse in Hebrews, it says, today, when God speaks to you, don't harden your heart. We can't harden our heart to what he has to say, like Israel did. We must just be open. I just want to give a moment of quiet just to say yes to God in our hearts and to think about what that means. Do we need more of God's joy in our life? Do we look for other places other than God for joy? Do we need to worship more? Do we need to pray more? Do we need to spend more time in community with those who are going to encourage us and bring us up? I was excited and nervous then Zach first asked me to read John 15. And I looked back in my notes to see, because I remembered that we read it a couple of months ago as a God's gang together. And upon finding it, I'd seen that it was the day after we got back from DTI, which is this summer camp that we went on. And I feel it was a real time of blessing for all of us. We got a lot closer to God in our faith. And it was the day after that I'd read John 15. And just, I feel God had said to me, all right, now I'm in you. You've got to leave this place and continue to make that decision. It's not going to be easy. And as we leave here tonight, it's not going to be easy. But if we continue to trust in God just as firmly as when we first believe, then he will be with us.
Thank you, Isaac. That was brilliant, really good, and really spoke to me. I just asked Isaac if he wouldn't mind praying for us, I think, in terms of response, because it's really challenged me about, the bit that challenged me was about, you know, the don't be double-minded, don't go after one thing, and be wholehearted in my pursuit of Jesus. And maybe some of us feel like that, maybe some of us just would like to kind of recommit who we are to God this evening. It's a challenging message that Isaac has brought to us, and it's always good to say, to respond to God in that place. So can I encourage us to stand, and I'm just going to ask Isaac to pray for us, and if you want to say amen to the prayer, then do, and just to pray for us out of what you've spoken to us, Isaac, that would be great, and it gives us a chance to respond to what God might have been saying to us.
God, we just thank you for the joy that you've brought into all of our lives. When you've comforted us. When you've brought laughter or tears. And we just say tonight that we need you. We're not going to leave this place without you. We're not going to go back to work or to school or to the busyness of life without bringing you into it. So just guide us through that. Just light up our paths. Show us how we can follow you each day. Amen.